We are here with the team, the crew from Canvas Credit Union, Mr. Todd Marksberry and Tansley Stearns. How are you guys?
We're awesome.
Yeah?
Amazing.
Really?
Awesome. Thrilled to be here.
Well, how's the conference going? I mean, you were just waiting for a senator backstage.
I was waiting for a senator backstage, but more importantly, I was saying, I have to meet with Mike. I'm getting ready to meet with. It didn't matter.
Senator can wait.
You were there. I've been watching your stuff for so long. And I'm going to bust your chops because you've never asked me to be a part of this.
I'm asking you now.
I've cried a lot of tears. I have. And now we're here. So, yes, I did meet with Senator Cory Gardner from Colorado, but you were the most important part of the day.
I appreciate the prioritization there. Appreciate it. Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, exactly.
This is our high. I always ask Mackenzie, what's our high and our low? This is our high today.
Wow. Right? Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
My head is, like, growing.
And
he's using the cup.
I got a cup.
Saw your mug on CU Broadcast. That's what it says.
Boom.
We're here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it.
Branding.
That's right. You said that like 100 times before the recording came on.
Yes.
Well, speaking of branding, you guys have, nice segue by the way, a really cool campaign out right now that I find absolutely humorous, but also very informative at the same time. You guys struck that perfect balance, and it's called BS Free Campaign. So tell us what the BS and the free, is this all Tansley?
No, it's not all Tansley, it's all our team.
I provide the BS.
And she frees it up.
She conceptualizes the BS part, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I love this campaign.
Yeah, when we think about our brand, a big part of that is that we want to make the banking experience transformed. And one of the things that we've heard from our members and our community is that speaking to folks that work in financial institutions can be really confusing.
Oh, yeah.
We use big words and we use a lot of acronyms. And so what we commit to is that we want to talk to people like they're talking to their friends.
Right.
And so as we bring the brand to life, we want to think of a fun way to tell people about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got the team in a room and said, okay, that's the platform. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to talk about. And of course, the creative minds came up with BS Free. So no more bank slang.
Because I was about to ask you what the BS means.
Which is true.
If you think about it, I've been in the business in the credit union industry for 27 years, and my kids, they range from 27 down to 21. They grew up in a credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And invariably, when they started to have their own accounts and they were off at college, they were like, Dad, I called the credit union and what's an ACH?
Yes.
Dad, what's a share draft?
Yeah.
It's a checking account. Why don't they just say checking account, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we wanted to tell the story about. And, you know, we are so lucky to work under a leader who really values marketing. So this is actually the second time that we've had the opportunity to do a spot in the Super Bowl locally, not nationally, but locally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was looking for it nationally. Where was that? What?
Yeah,
was
no,
it after Beyond?
No.
Or
you get to come to Colorado to see it, right? But we thought it was a great opportunity. And, you know, one of the things we talked with the team about was, you know, in the Super Bowl, there's probably two choices. You either go funny or you go very emotional.
Right.
And we thought, we're more funny. That's where we went and really told the story of a grandfather who was using BS.
I saw that one.
Yes,
that
exactly. And the grandkid was now using BS, which we bleeped out. So it's a lot of
fun. Yeah, the bleeps were, that was I didn't expect that.
Right?
And that was a pleasant surprise.
With
bleeping
our canvas.
Out the kid.
Path graphic, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did you guys do like any focus groups or anything like that? What was the process like in getting this to air, basically? So what was that process like?
Yeah, so we've done it every year. We listen really fully to our members, and we did focus groups as we were launching the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the feedback that we got was, you know, talk to us like human beings.
Right.
And so that was really fundamental to who Canvas is, and that led us to this campaign.
And so what's the feedback been? Have you measured it, or what types of feedback have you guys received from it?
So, of course, we got some haters, you know. And
you're not going to get away from those.
What we always say is that we're not doing creative enough work if we don't have some people out there saying that they're crabby about it.
Good.
We're okay with that.
Yeah.
But we've also had some really great feedback. And one of the things I love about social media is that every time we get someone who has something really negative, our members jump in before we can even get in
good.
There.
Oh
that
my
happens.
Gosh, really?
Yes.
Wow, what a luxury that is.
It's lovely.
That means you guys have a pretty solid membership that's really standing behind what you guys have to offer, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's
absolutely
fun. So,
so far, so good. Yeah.
And we have a series, so this will continue throughout the rest of the year, so it'll be exciting. We'll come back next year and tell you.
So what advice do you guys have for working together and your team as well in creating a really clever innovative spot like this that, again, is both really humorous but also informative at the same time. What advice do you have for other creators out there looking to do the same thing? Because, again, I think you guys struck the perfect balance with this.
Well, I would say, you know, to be honest with you, I believe that you just have to be willing to be bold, take some chances. I've been in the industry for 27 years, and we tend to, you know, much like the bank slang piece, we tend to take very traditional views, in my opinion, with how we approach marketing, promoting our brand, who we are, telling our story. And I just think to myself, you know, we're such a crazy, weird group of people, credit unions. Just be yourself and tell your story. We have such a great story to tell. And we have in the same respect, approach this in terms of how you're hiring people and bringing people into your team. People who are uniquely themselves and can bring creativity to the table. And so, you know, Tansley has in her time with us, has built an amazing team of incredibly talented and creative people who are goofy and quirky but brilliant. And, you know, she gets together in her creative with the team, and they have their creative sessions, and I end up seeing little pictures and snippets, and there's smoke coming out of that room. They have some
that's a good thing.
Crazy ideas, but what they come out with, to me, it's brilliant. I see the ideas and I see what they put together, and not only what we're doing on using video content and commercials and the like, but our radio spots and the print and all those things. It rises above the noise, as I always say. In our marketplace, it has absolutely risen above the noise. And a testament to them is, you know, friends of ours in town, and we're friends with all the other credit unions, and they're all doing exceptionally well. But the whole, you know, flattery thing, you know, they're beginning to look and sound a little bit like us.
Really?
In terms of their messaging. And we smile. We say,
like it.
Right? We like that. And because I don't think that they do it quite the same way that we do it. I won't say better. I won't say that. But, you know, our team, we have a very talented group of people, very gifted. And it shows.
And well, there's got to be something said about the authenticity of it as well. I think people, that resonates really well right now, especially on the social media channel, where that really percolates to the top. If you're authentic, people really gravitate toward that. I think that's what that portrays as well. So is that kind of one of the strategies as well, to be really authentic with your members
Very
and the
much
consumers?
So. Yeah, and even down to the way that we cast the commercials. So all of the people in the commercials were either friends or family or internal team members.
Really?
So
oh my gosh.
We do that with all of our creative work, because again, we think that that's a wonderful way to bring the brand to life and truly be authentic.
Yeah.
So, and it is also so engaging to have our family members be part of this work
that's
that we're
funny.
Doing.
That's funny.
So.
That's
well, you know, Mike, you can't have a commercial like the BS thing, and they see that and they're like, "Wow, it's I'm going to go check them out," and then come in and we're all buttoned up and you know, animatronic.
Wait a minute,
it has to match up, right?
That's
to be authentic, right?
A cohesive image for sure.
Yeah.
Before I let you guys go, the podcast, which is amazing. We talked about this as well in an episode. That's just another great branding stroke of genius type of thing. So how is that going, and what's the philosophy behind that and getting the brand out there?
Well, it's going, I'll let Tansley talk about how it's going, or the philosophy rather, but how it's going, it we're really excited about. You know, it's interesting, I've been telling the story a few times. People have been coming up here and saying, "Hey, heard the podcast, you know, what are your subscribers?" And as you know all too well, it's difficult to really get down to that.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting at the Marquee Bar and a couple of nights ago, and you've been there, it's jammed up, and you're just trying to get somebody's attention. I need a Diet Coke, please.
Yeah.
And people were walking up to me and saying, "Hey, Todd, you don't know who I am. I'm such and such. Big fan of the podcast."
Right,
and you know, the first person I thought, "Gee, you and my mom, that's great, I appreciate that." And then throughout the night, there was another moment, there was somebody on my shoulder, it was a gentleman, and I thought, "Oh, sorry, you wouldn't." He goes, "No, I'm big fan of your podcast."
Right,
and it was a ton of people that night.
That's
I walk
awesome.
The next day on the and through the exhibit hall, and all of these people were coming over to tell me about the podcast and saying, Hey, what's the deal about your shoes?
Because I asked you the same question.
So we're on to something. We have loads of anecdotal evidence that it's working.
Yeah,
but
right.
The philosophy behind it was...
Yeah. So Todd is really a dynamic human being, mm-hmm. and we wanted to be able to leverage his passion for Canvas. And so we built a CEO thought leadership strategy last year, and the podcast is one element of that. We have mm-hmm. a video series that we're doing where he is between two seatbelts.
I've seen that too.
And so he's taking our family members to lunch. He loves to go to really fancy places for lunch, like McDonald's or Chick-fil-A.
Now. Yeah, Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. Now you're talking.
Yeah, so we have this series of elements to that strategy, but it really is about, you know, how do we tell our story mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. how do we leverage someone who has so much passion mm-hmm. for our story in mm-hmm. a really thoughtful way. So
good stuff.
That's one part of it.
I really enjoy, I get the podcast, I see the commercials and stuff. It's really, I think it's a breath of fresh air for the industry,
thank
what you,
you
guys are
thank
doing.
You.
So you guys are really, like I said, trendsetters, you're setting a trend.
Branding.
So branding, as they say, yes. So you guys are really knocking it out of the park, and it's really
thank
fun
you.
To watch. And I hope, like in your community, all other people are following you in the same footsteps and doing, you know, a great job, if not better. So
thanks.
Yeah,
right.
It's
well,
really
hey,
good stuff.
You're doing phenomenal things
oh, thank
for
you.
Us
thank
in
you
the
very
industry.
Much.
Yeah, you are, I'm gonna guess your subscriber number is much, much higher than ours.
Well, in the beginning, it was like yours. I mean, I had my dog, my wife, and maybe a couple of kids, if they were
right.
interested. That was about it. But then it just snowballs, and it's a wonderful
you
thing.
You got coffee mugs, everything.
I got mugs now.
Off.
Yeah, exactly. Once you get the mugs, you know you made it.
Exactly.
Right. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. I know you got a
thanks,
busy
Mike.
Appreciate
it. Yeah.
Schedule. Tansley, always
thank
a pleasure.
Thank you so much, my friend.
You guys rock.